Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresut. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jeffcoat, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to third for the out. Thurman moves to second. One out. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Don Hope now playing third base. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Henrik moves to second. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Henrik now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. O'Connell catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6. And Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.